Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Volter dictating an endoscopy report on Oscar Martinez, date of birth 1/20/1980, date of procedure February 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Volter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Salma Tebrez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is family history of colon cancer, comma, screening for colorectal cancer, comma, abdominal pain. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as emergency oral explained to the patient, period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, suggested for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period, but lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex is obtained in the cardio period, neuroflexion from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period, the patient is internally on their left lateral position period, as usual, so exam is wrong period, and while lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified with the presence of the penicillar or cecal valve and complex of the Fultz period. Abdominal lymph was also intubated in a value period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflexy was obtained of the rectum period. Plus, the pop score was. Seven, 2-3-2, great as a good prep period. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, at upper endoscopy, the proximal and metasophagus appeared remarkable. Next line, the Z line is regular, 38 centimeters from the right block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum camelus 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a descending colon polyp that was diminutive and sesson removed with cold biopsy colectomy. Next time, there were two rectal polyps, period. One was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy colectomy, comma, the other was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare colectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding were noted on retroflexion. Plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Pending path. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.